now on air.
Audio date is 11/28/2023. Current time is 3:50 p.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside on this Tuesday afternoon. And we have done quite a lot of stuff on this thing called the internet today. This is Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcasters, as well as on all those other fine social media platforms like Truth Social, Instagram Threads, X/Twitter, and now Blue Sky, as well as Facebook there. The public Facebook is the real Fireman Rich. But this is day 28 of NAPODPOMO, National Podcasters Post Month. It's a monthly challenge that I am taking part in. It's day 28. It is the original Audio Month Challenge. All others are copies, and I can say that because I've taken part in the copies, and this is the original. I like the fact that the original is still around and still going strong here after 16 years. You want to check out the webpage. It's napodpomo.org, and I'm having fun. We're in the final days of the Audio Month Challenge, and I can honestly say it has gone by quick. I have not had any problem. I guess I'm becoming a seasoned audio producer there of some sorts, amateur audio producer, I should say. But we're having a good day today. We did our morning Mixcloud broadcast that we do twice a month. It's a Tuesday thing that I do where I play the Want to be radio DJ, presenting 8 songs over there on Mixcloud.com. And prior to doing this audio, I took a little break to help the missus out on a project she's doing. But prior to that, for about 2 hours and 42 minutes, I was live streaming over there on Twitch, a game that I enjoy tremendously in playing and also presenting on the internet via Twitch, and that's called Lord of the Rings Online. Been playing that game for 16 years now, going on 17 years. I was in the original open beta for the game, and I love the game. It's one game that I can see I'm playing it as long as I can. There are other games, but this game is my favorite because I like everything that's associated with J.R.R. Tolkien. And this game definitely is, as far as that goes. But I got thinking, what am I going to talk about for day 28 of NAPODPOMO? Well, I got a good story here, an interesting story. And it's about how advanced we have come in technology. And just those items I mentioned, I did the audio this morning on Mixcloud. I live streamed. Those are all things that a lot of people just take for granted. And I just look at it as like, man, we are living in a world of modern technology, communicating with each other via audio, via live streaming and all that. And, well, you can see from the audio art, you're probably wondering, what the hell is that, Fireman Rich? What the heck is that gizmo? Well, they call it the switchblade. The switchblade. It's a flying car. Can you remember back in the day? I can remember when I was a kid. Man, won't it be great the day we have a flying car? Well, we do have a flying car. And actually, this is the second one out. But this one made its maiden voyage. It's about $200,000 for this one. There's two versions. There's a lesser costly version, but it's still a lot of money. But it's a flying car. You can park in your garage, and it has made its maiden voyage, but it has a hefty price tag, $200,000 for what it's named, the Switchblade. And you can see it looks like a little airplane, but those wings fold up and you can drive it around, and it takes regular gas. But the Switchblade, well, it's called the Samson Switchblade, is a street legal car that had received an airworthiness certificate from the FAA and was ready to be tested starting last year. So they've been testing it. So it was just recently here, a veteran pilot took the Switchblade up on its maiden flight, driving it to the airport, deploying its wings and tail, and taking off for a 6-minute flight 500 feet above the ground. So it can fly. It is a flying car. It was drove it it got drove to the airport, and it was I just got to turn that down a little bit. I thought I had that turned down all the way. That's just a radio scanner that I have on. But the highly anticipated two-seater. Let me make sure that's turned all the way down. Is that turned all the way down? Okay, there we go. Okay. The highly anticipated two-seater received 2,300 reservations to purchase this thing from 57 countries and all 50 states in the United States. And the news of this successful maiden flight will likely see that grow. Here's how it works. It needs an airport runway to take off and a private pilot's license to fly. You have to have a license. You can't just get in this thing and take off. You have to know how to fly an airplane because it changes into, it transitions into an airplane. It uses unleaded gasoline rather than leaded airplane fuel and needs 3 minutes to switch into flying mode. That's where the back horizontal stabilizing wing pops out the back, and then underneath there's compartments that bring out the main wing that's underneath the body of the vehicle. The aircraft can be flown to the airport's nearest your destination at about 200 miles per hour within a range of 450 miles. Okay, so it's not a long distance, but it can go quite a bit. It can reach altitudes of 13,000 feet supposedly, but this maiden voyage only had 500 feet. Once landed, it folds in its wings and tail and is small enough to park in a normal garage, so it can just go wheeling off the flight line and head home. The culmination, this is from the CEO and designer of the Samson Sky, Sam Bosfield, and saying that the culmination of many years of hard work and persistence to make the version of a flying sports car is reality. And it looks pretty slick from the picture. This puts us on the path towards producing thousands of Switchblades to meet a large and enthusiastic demand we're receiving. And with the price tag of $200,000 on the high end, there's a lot of people that want this. The Samson team will use flight data to finalize production engineer and build several production prototypes. The Switchblade comes in two versions, 180,000K, that's the lower version now, model that permits a pilot to operate in clear weather conditions. You got to have good weather to fly it in that particular version. Then they have the $200,000 version where you can fly under different weather conditions, including flying into clouds and with zero visibility. I don't know, if I had a pilot's license, I'm not flying in that type of weather. But anyway, that's the two options you have. Still, 180,000 for the lower end, and then just $20,000 more, you got the 200,000 the upper end. So these don't come cheap. All models are shipped in a kit format and must be assembled by a professional. Okay, so they put them in a kit and they get put together as far as that goes. But it looks really slick. I don't know where you put the luggage though, as far as that goes. Perhaps the closest competitor, and this is an actual another flying car, a competitor to the Switchblade is the AirCar, a Slovakian flying car that received its own airworthiness certificate. The AirCar certificate opens the door for mass production of very effective flying cars, said the creator, Professor Stefan Klein. It is official and final confirmation of our ability to change mid-distance travel forever. So you can hop in this thing, go to an airport that's, you know, like 400, 450 miles. I'm not sure what the distance is for the air car, but I would imagine it's about the same. And I remember seeing some news concerning that a year ago. But there you have it. We have two certified flying cars out there. So, you know, the fact that it's there, you can't be dreaming about it anymore. And there's other types of flying vehicles, not flying cars, but I'm pretty fascinated with this. Well, I can't think of the name off the top of my hand, but they use these high-end drone engines, and there's usually, you know, two up front and two in the back, and it carries for a certain distance. I think that's more of a something that's done on a recreational basis and stuff. This vehicle, though, the Switchblade, it's an actual car, folks, and it's an actual airplane. So welcome to the future. The future has arrived. We don't have to be watching the Jetsons as far as with their flying car, so to speak. It's sort of like a glass bubble type thing, but it still flew around carrying the family. The Switchblade is only a two-seater, and I believe the, what's the other one? The air car is, well, let's look that up, air car here real quick. I'm here at the computer desk doing this day number 28, Napod Pomo audio on my LG Stylo 5 Android track phone. And let's see what we see, air car. No, we don't want that. We want air car. Air car. And let's see. The air car. Well, they got, you just put in flying cars. They got a whole bunch of different ones. Let's see. Let's put it in this way. Air car. Flying car. How much will the air car cost? Let's see what the cost is. Now, that's $550,000 to $1.1 million for the air car. The air car will be available globally for consumers to purchase within the next year. And this came out back in 2022. The spokesperson says that only licensed pilots will be eligible to actually fly it. And that's probably the same with the Switchblade. The asking price of the innovation will range between $550,000 to $1.1 million. So the Switchblade is your better option. And so there we have it. The Switchblade is a better buy as far as that goes. You know, you can buy two Switchblades to one air car as far as that goes. But you need a pilot's license. So interesting stuff in this day and age of modern technology that we live in. There are such things as flying cars. So other than that, I'm just going to be kicking back and enjoying the rest of the day here, a full day of fun and games, in a manner of speaking, and I hope everybody is having a great Tuesday. We're winding down. We only have two more days left of the Napod Pomo Challenge, and it went by quick. It did go by quick. All right, folks, Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, wishing you all well on this Tuesday, November 28th, 2023. Oh, I got to back up. This morning, the other exciting news, just one last thing before we go. We did have our, I guess you could call, official first snowstorm. It was just flurries, but it did stick on the ground. When me and the missus went walking, we were walking through the snow, in a manner of speaking. It's all gone now. But it was definitely lake effect snow from the Finger Lakes. And I believe there's lake effect snow coming off of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, as far as that goes up the Buffalo way. But we did have probably maybe just barely between a quarter and a half inch of snow. But it is the first official snowstorm that we've had overnight. But it was all melted by lunchtime. So I figured I'd get that in, because I remember my first audio for Napad Pomo on November 1st. I was all excited about the flurries that weren't sticking. Well, we had snow sticking today. So the snow is just around the corner. And so break out the snow shovels, right? All right, folks, you all have a good one wherever you may be. Rich Roberts, again, wishing you all well. We'll see you right here tomorrow for day number 29 as we progress, as we get closer to the finish line of Napad Pomo, the original Audio Month Challenge. All others are copies. You all have a great one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. And take care, folks.